Faces, Heels, and Tweeners. Sunday night's main event proudly brings to you the East Coast podcasting champions of the world, Brad the Dad and Greg Father Feltham, your Smack Daddies.
Hello, friends, and welcome to your SmackDown review for Sunday night's main event. I am Brad the Dad. I am the returning Brad the Dad, and riding shotgun with me is my tag team partner, Greg Father Feltham.
Bless you, my son.
And we are your Smack Daddies. We've returned from our hiatus. Greg, should I tell the people why we went to hiatus? I mean, I think we were both a little burnt out from wrestling season.
Oh, yeah, that's an understatement. And what's really funny is that I got told I was taking the week off. Like, when I talked to you, we had said, oh, no, we'll record, and everything was fine and good, and I was living my best life. And then I get a note later in the day on, I think it was Friday, is like, no, you're not on this week, you're taking the day off. I'm like, oh, I am. I had no idea.
Yeah, that was a weird experience to have Randy just be like, dude, you guys can take the week off. I think it was mostly for my sake. So I got no qualms about talking about it. I haven't posted it anywhere. So if you're listening to this is the first time I've said it out loud to anybody outside of the world. It was posted in my church newsletter. But due to restructuring, I was, I'm going to use the term laid off, but the term my kids have getting a chuckle out of is shit canned.
Future endeavored.
Oh, it actually says at the end of my
endeavored, Brad.
It says we wish you all your best in your future's endeavored. I was like, I almost took that and posted it. At some point, I will post that one little piece of the document. The Archdiocese of Halifax, Yarmouth would like to wish you, Mr. McKinnon, all your best in your future endeavors. I was like, this is so great. I got future endeavored for the second time in my career. So needless to say, I am looking for gainful new employment. So if you know anybody who needs a wandering minstrel, I am available. Although I don't play music and I usually just talk about Jesus stuff. Also, I talk about SmackDown stuff. And now I feel less alone, Greg, because I was off social media setting up my new MacBook tonight. My wife and I got one with our tax return. Not all of our tax return, but some of it. And
good part of it, probably.
Actually, not too bad. This sucker is about $2,000, and that was nowhere near the end of my tax return. I had this tax credit that I got to use right off most of my salary, but that's a story for another day.
Yeah, no, that's always good. I too got a new MacBook, a month and a half ago, maybe now. Both of us now rocking new pieces of hardware, so hopefully a little bit more reliable. And life is good with that.
Well, listen, worst comes to worst, I bust out my 2012.
Yeah, I got my 2015 here underneath my 2023 or whatever it is that I've got now. So,
So I'm clearing my 2012 off because my daughter it still runs the last version of Flash. And her software that she plays is this game called Webkinz, which kids used to play back in the early zeros. And it still runs on that old Mac because I didn't upgrade certain software on it.
Oh, that's really funny.
Hey, man, you can do what you got to do. My wife was like, why aren't we upgrading this? I'm like, because the kids' game is on it. I'm like, so there's Flash emulators and things like that. But I was not the only one future endeavored. Greg, I am going to attempt for the first time ever on this new MacBook, if I can find the right sound effect, and if not, something will play, and in post, I will add in your news loop. But essentially, we are trying to play, we're going to play a little game called Make Brad Feel Better, because he wasn't the only one that got shit-canned.
Future endeavored.
What's wrong with, okay, is it because it's me saying a bad word? Is that why this is like?
No, we're talking wrestling. The words are future endeavored, right?
Oh, I understand. So we don't use the, because Vince used to say future endeavored.
Oh, you said the V word.
Oh, so you know what? I think we're going to start, shall we? I feel like we should be starting, like, maybe I should start a swear jar.
Yeah, we need a swear jar whenever we drop the V word on any show.
So that's going to be our new thing is the, if you say the V word, you get that. All right, that's enough screwing around. Time to play the news sound.
Well, I definitely heard all that, Brad.
And you're a little deafer.
Yeah, a little deafer. So as SmackDown was, underway tonight, my email goes off with a update from Fightful Select. Fightful Select is reporting that Zion Quinn, Jinder Mahal, and Xia Li have all been released from WWE and all under 90-day contracts. All three of them now have been removed from WWE pre-draft, which of course is coming up next week on Friday Night SmackDown. We'll get day one of the draft from Cincinnati, Ohio, followed by day two on Monday night in Kansas City, Missouri.
Dude, so they don't even get drafted. Well, they did get drafted. It just was Future Endeavor.
That's exactly where they got drafted.
Man, so out of these people, who do you think is most likely to have a decent indie run?
I expect in 90 days Jinder Mahal to show up to challenge for the AEW World Championship.
Oh my gosh. Why do you say that?
Well, the him and Tony Khan got into the Twitter war, right?
Oh, you're right.
I'm only kidding. Of course, he's not going to. Yeah, Tony Khan and him got into the Twitter war there on January 1st. So
I totally forgot about that because he got the title match and then they were like making fun of him for getting the title match. Greg, yeah. I totally forgot that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Zion Quinn, I'm not surprised about. Xia Li is somebody who's sneaky good, and I really hope that she gets a spot. Like, and I don't want her to go to AEW. I hope she goes someplace like TNA or, I mean, God forbid NWA, but or start the Stardom or what's the new one called? Marigold. I'm trying to do that with a Japanese accent. The new promotion in Japan that just started up. So one of those promotions would be great for her to just to get that. I don't know. Like, if you're actually from China, are you instantly a heel in Japan? I don't know culturally enough about that, but I know that there's a traditional feud between Japan and Korea and China.
Yeah. I don't know. But what I do know is those three have been released from WWE, and that's what we got.
So do you think they're... Like, we haven't got a round of cuts like this. Do you think this is the beginning or the end?
I don't know. But what is what is really funny is during a commercial that aired on SmackDown that I don't remember seeing this part of the commercial, they announced that there will be a new Women's World Champion decided with a Battle Royal on Monday night. And of the pictures that were shown, one was of Xia Li.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. Well, that's speaking of terrible.
We gonna start talking about SmackDown?
No, I didn't see. I disagree with you. So I think this is going to be. I think this show was more than adequate, but I think this is a perspective challenge where you're going to be Mr. Glass half empty, and I'm going to play Mr. Glass half full because I actually thought, all things considered, this was a pretty good SmackDown.
I have not turned on any wrestling since that.
Wow.
Botchery of an ending of WrestleMania.
Oh, Greg, tell the people how you really feel.
No, if I do that, we will not have any listeners ever again. So
we'll just leave it with that. And I'll say I literally was jumping up and down in my basement with friends over. And we were all laughing as they were leaving. Because how many times have I watched WrestleMania where people have left my house or I've been at somebody else's house till 1 o'clock in the morning? And that was, Greg, that was done. I was in bed at like 11:35.
All I can tell you is that after the pin was over, I pulled a Brad the Dad. I turned it off and I didn't care if CM Punk came out or not.
Wow. Well, yeah. Everybody came out and there was a victory lap and even Triple H.
That last half hour of the Cody Rhodes Love Fest, I was long shut down and gone to bed. I was not watching that crap.
Adrenaline in Greg's soul. He was mad at Cody Rhodes.
No, I wasn't mad at Cody Rhodes. I was mad at how ridiculous the ending of WrestleMania was.
And oh my gosh.
I'm even okay with Cody winning. That's the hysterical part. It's just that it was, the story was just told terribly at the end. So
wow. I can't believe we're having this much of a. Yeah, I can't believe.
All right, we're on this now, so I'm gonna go. Right?
Okay.
It's there's two things that really just made me pull out with little hair. As you Brad can see, there's very little hair left down the top of my head. It's the damn shield interaction. The shield music playing, the shield tease. When that wasn't the shield, it was Seth Rollins. And I mean, unless you were getting Dean Ambrose. And then the ridiculousness of the Undertaker in there. What the Undertaker was wrong by the bloodline, I don't have a sweet freaking clue. But like, it's that stupidity. Yes, okay, he was a challenger for The Rock, but that wasn't the story. The story was the people who have been wronged by the bloodline. And the Undertaker hasn't been. The Undertaker hasn't been there. So, I mean, if you were saving John Cena for that one to come out, I get that. That part makes sense. But the other thing is that none of those guys should ever have made it into the ring. Like, if Solo Sikoa is coming out, then the person who's supposed to take out Solo Sikoa has got to hit him before he gets to the ring. Like, they've got to kind of be around ringside. Nothing should have happened in that ring besides that match. So, it's just, I didn't like the story that they told. The ending was fine. I don't mind Cody winning. I think that makes sense. But just, I don't agree with how we got there. So...
Wow, Greg, tell them how you really feel.
Yeah, no, I literally have not been able to watch wrestling since. And wow. I struggled to get through tonight. Like, is it as bad as the whole Montreal screw job? And I'm not talking about the Survivor Series. No, but it's pretty goddamn close to it.
Wow, Greg, yeah. I never thought I would hear you be this, like, angry about something since, you know, the famous...
The Montreal screw job part two, yeah. Wow. Yeah, well, I think this is part of the reason why Randy called last week and said, yeah, no, take the week off.
Yeah. Well, see, and I had a terrible week last week, but I watched my time. I really enjoyed it. It was nice to have a week off. I just needed some sleep, to be honest with you. And I've had the opposite experience. I had friends there. We all yelped. We like... My buddy Jared, who's been on the podcast, shout out to Jared if he's listening today. Actually, I know he's listening. So, hey, Jared, I'm okay. I miss you. I will see you soon. But he came off the couch again, and we were like two children embracing and jumping up and down, which is really funny considering I'm 6'2 and he's 5'1.
That's really funny.
It was like me and my little child jumping up and down. Yay, they won!
Oh, it's really, really funny.
So we had a great time, and we had a great... It was so... Okay. So I guess we had totally different experiences of it. I get it. It was trite, but I'm glad the story paid off because I feel like we've entered the new era. How do you feel about that tag phrase before we go into SmackDown? This Triple H, Paul Levesque era?
I'm fine. I'm fine with that. I don't care. I'm just... At this point, I feel dull. Dull to all of it. And I don't know. Maybe I've lost my smile. I don't know.
So what are you looking for out of a WWE show that would help this?
As I'm scrolling through Twitter now to see if there's any more releases, they keep getting pictures of Tiffany Stratton come up. I don't know.
Okay, so that now I know it'll get you happy.
Maybe it's Tiffy time. I don't know.
Tiffy time will make Greg put a smile on Greg's face. Well, Greg, we didn't watch last week, but they were very kind in basically doing that. So what episode are we on?
We are episode 1,287 from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania tonight. Playing at the old PPG Arena where the Pittsburgh Penguins play. Not like that there's anything going on right now in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, maybe nothing important. All right.
Well, I was going to say, they didn't make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Poor Sidney Crosby.
I was going to say, that one there is a line from my buddy Bruce, who is listening to the podcast as he's traveling. Bruce, hope you have a fun and safe trip, and I'll see you when you get back, buddy.
Okay, well, now that we're done the shout-outs, let's begin the podcast.
Speed round.
Well, just because I don't think there's a lot that we're going to talk about this. If you really didn't enjoy this, I love this. But I thought that a former chairman from WWE who's currently involved in a couple of forms of litigation had snuck back into this show. Do you know why I thought that, Greg?
Because this is just like, let's just take the WrestleMania card and redo everything again.
Well, more importantly, it's recap number one. So what we got in recap number one was just a review of how we ended up with LA Knight getting in. I can't confuse Greg because we go right from recap number one. Let's just do it again. Recap two. This is how AJ qualified. So Greg, you didn't watch SmackDown last week. You now know what you missed.
And I listened to the great podcast, the SmackDat podcast that took our spot last week and with the draft may take our spot going forward.
Wait, do we get drafted?
We might. We might get drafted to TNA. I don't know, but draft is coming up next week, right?
If we get drafted to TNA, that I feel like that's like after being future endeavored, I would think that would be worse.
Oh, fair. All right.
I can think of worse. NWA.
Yeah, fair.
Mm. All right. LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Yeah, we are having like just beat each other up and AJ gets slammed. His head slammed off the announce table twice before the commercial.
I was going to say poor man's Rock because that's what you have now.
These guys start doing their strike exchange. AJ hits his series of strikes, then LA Knight hits his. The crowd's really behind him. AJ gets a tiny bit of offense, and then he's on the outside on the apron, and we get a Greco-Roman thumb to the eye with after a ref bump, like ref distraction. I don't even know what to call that, Greg.
Laziness?
Sure. And then we get a phenomenal forearm that just flattens LA Knight. And that's it. LA Knight's out. AJ Styles is in.
Yeah.
So parity booking. That's why I was wondering if a former chairman snuck in.
I kind of gave up on this match partway through. I had high hopes. And then I realized that AJ Styles has cooled off. LA Knight has cooled off. And AJ Styles, I can't take this new heel character of AJ Styles, so I just got bored in this match.
So the only thing I will say is I thought they had a good match. They didn't go, it wasn't near the WrestleMania match. I thought that was a much better match. However, I think the right man won because we'll get a much better match. AJ is a beatable, credible challenger for a first Cody title defense. I'm happy it's not LA Knight because I don't want him to lose.
Spoiling a little bit later in the show where magically Cody Rhodes, who is over in the UK, knows that what happened, while he's in bed and manages to record how two Georgia boys are going to fight in France.
He got up at 4 o'clock, put on his gear and stood in front of that production set that was obviously set up in his room. Yes. with the lighting and the camera crew
for the O2 arena. Yeah,
dude, they probably just carry that around with them.
Yeah,
he probably just took a nap at the arena and the guys too, they ordered some takeout, they came back out, they filmed that spot. He was watching SmackDown, don't kid yourself, he was watching SmackDown definitely from I think they're on Sky One or whatever. It's one of our British friends.
Steve Smith will tell us.
Yeah, Steve, tell us. Where's WWE SmackDown airing over there in England? It's on Sportsnet 360 here in Canada as well as Fox.
I believe.
Crack research team's on this. Greg, yeah. while you look that up and answer the trivia question of the night, recap number three. I stand by my statement. I'm very concerned that somebody's come back. This is what happened to Jimmy last week and the arrival of Tama Tonga, the son of Haku.
Yeah. MFT, you mean. By the way, the answer is TNT Sports.
So the Bloodline arrives. Paul Heyman's there. Out comes Solo in a suit, and they're looking for Kevin Owens. And he announces his MFT. What is an MFT?
So what's really funny is all I can think about is MFT is a file transfer method.
Yeah, I know that part.
And that's
every IT person was like,
managed file transfer is all I could think the whole damn time. So yeah, that's he's his managed file transfer.
Urban Dictionary. All right, let's see what Urban Dictionary brings up when I put MFT. My first tour.
Okay.
My favorite thing is also another one. It also means dude, bro, or man.
Okay.
What the hell?
Sure.
Okay, Greg. So overall, MFT is coming to look for the for KO. Meanwhile, Triple H is coming out. And what is he going to do? He's got new titles. Triple H is like the Tooth Fairy this week. He's got gifts for everybody.
I believe he's a magician.
Oh, that's right. Ed, that was covered expertly on Raw. I saw that clip on Raw, but I really enjoyed the breakdown from the Raw Dogs, who are back on covering their own show this week.
So I haven't seen it yet. I've wanted to see it. I just haven't been able to go and watch that and feel happy about R-Truth. So I will go back and watch that, I promise.
So I will tell you the best part is when, because R-Truth thinks that DX is DYI.
Yes.
And he's standing there in front of Triple H, who's only being referred to as Paul Levesque. And the moment somebody says Triple H, he gets very confused and hilarity ensues.
Yes. Yes. I heard that they made Triple H break, which makes me smile even more.
So they have the titles. Down comes Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, just like on Monday, except these guys are douchebags. They make the joke about the magician. That's impossible. And they basically say that you're going to try and make us look even more handsome. That's impossible. They get the new titles. Triple H offers to shake their hands. They shake each other's hands. Adam Pearce talks with them being disrespectful. And he calls them a clown down under, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah, I like that one too.
And we get a fatal four-way match coming out of this.
Yeah.
Greg, sure. Triple threat on Raw, fatal four-way on SmackDown.
Yeah, because that's exactly what we need. And, you know, they don't even have a chance to pull the blue carpet off the ring before they start bringing people into it. Like, the stand is all there and everything. I'm like, you know, at least, you know, put them to break after the first team is announced and they're walking down the aisle or something so they can swap that out. Come on.
Oh my gosh, Greg, I loved, you're just having a moment, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I tell ya. Grumpy old man shakes fist at cloud. That's where I am right now.
Wow. All right, so all of this being said, we have this matchup, and Naomi cuts a promo while the guys are getting out.
I was going to say, before they even come out, because we've got to talk about AOP, come out here. And I post this on the board tonight. I legit saw AOP starting to come out to ring in the black and white.
Okay.
And I see Karrion Kross stood with them. And okay. I swear to God, I thought it was a taller Adam Cole baby.
Wow.
If you go and look, and I'm going to see if I can find this picture and post it in this with this episode. But if you look at that picture of Karrion Kross coming out to the ring tonight with AOP,
yep.
I swear to God, it looks like a taller Adam Cole. Like, I legit had to double take and like, wait, what?
Oh, man. This AOP, like, out of all the people that I thought would... So, you know what I'm really worried about is Veer and Sangha, because without... their mouthpiece, who's going to be their Paul Ellering, because they just released Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, I don't know.
So number one contender is the Street Profits versus the New Catch Republic, Greg's favorite name of a tag team, versus Legado del Fantasma versus the Authors of Pain, AOP. This match was great. I love this is by far and away the best match of the night.
Agreed.
Angel and Birdo. By the way, every time they call him Birdo, all I can think about is a pink dinosaur from Mario.
Mario 2? Yeah, absolutely.
Man, that's like Birdo. So there's just some amazing flippy stuff that's done here. Early on, they get a giant Tower of Doom spot where Birdo is the hidden man and he makes a tag. And then we see a really cool tag move with Legado Fidel. Oh my gosh, Greg, why are you trying to distract me during my recap showing me? Yeah, he does look like Adam Cole. What is going on here?
This is what I'm saying.
Okay, you need to post this in the group chat. When this is supposed to put it in the chat.
I will say
without any context.
Okay.
People could tell us, if you've listened to this podcast, does he look like Adam Cole?
A taller Adam Cole.
So Birdo Legado. Yeah, it is Legado. They hit that crazy, like picking up Tyler Bate off the top rope and just crushing him. New Catch Republic block AOP's double power bomb. And then we start seeing like fireflies come out. And I have to scroll back through, Greg. I'm like, did I miss a QR code or something? Like,
you did. And the QR code is like a guy in a shiny mask.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So the rumors are that several members of the former Wyatt's groups, people like Eric Rowan and maybe even Braun, like, there's rumors that Matt Hardy was posting stuff this week. Like, who knows who's going to be in the new whatever this is going to be.
Whatever this is going to be, yeah, because I can't remember. Was it Eric Rowan actually was booked to come here to Nova Scotia?
And he had to back out of his indie booking, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So, Street Profits hit like a combo move. That doesn't work out. We have some joint manipulation by Pete Dunne. There's a crazy set of double moonsaults with Montez Ford coming in doing his thing where he dives over the ring post and everybody's flat on the outside. Birdo is back in with his cousin Angel. They look like they've got everything under control. But out of nowhere, Ford comes flying in from the heavens. Dawkins gets the tag in and we have the revelation for the 1-2-3. Dude, this was a great match. And the one good thing coming out of this is A-Town Down Under are definitely heels. The Street Profits are definitely faces. And those are four great athletes, and we should get a very special match. I'm going to guess on SmackDown, because it doesn't seem like the tag titles are going to appear at the PLE.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Well, we could get it next. We could still get it in France. It just might be on the PLE. Yeah. And the Raw titles would be on SmackDown, and then the Raw titles on the PLE.
There's what I'm thinking. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that makes sense. Is that the Friday night show in what 2 weeks will be? That's where they will have that match.
Recap number four. And that exacerbated sound, Greg, was just because I'm annoyed. I cannot believe that Rhea Ripley's hurt. And I didn't need to see this recap.
Yeah. Poor mommy.
Poor Dom. He's on jobber duty until she comes back. And I know I just dropped a J-bomb.
Yeah, well.
Bayley cuts a promo talking about how she's the only women's champion in WWE. And she's going to defeat Naomi. Go, Bayley! So this is the solo part where he's in the back and he's talking about how they need to find Kevin Owens and he has to be here somewhere. And they end up out in the arena and Paul Heyman says that he is a political mover and shaker and he might be the best of all time. And he's going to explain the politics of the bloodline and Solo takes the mic. But before we really get into it with Solo, out comes Tama Tonga, son of Haku, and he's beating up a bloody Kevin Owens.
That he is.
And he just walloped Kevin Owens all the way down, comes into the ring, ones go up in the air, Kevin Owens tries to fight back, they leave him laying, and the best part about this was the bloody Kevin Owens getting attacked by Tama Tonga, and he's beating on him, and the blood's just going everywhere. It was... I'm pretty sure that was prop blood because it didn't look like it. It just was splattered on his head, so I don't think it was real, but
yeah,
it still had the effect. And Tama Tonga having to be basically scared off by poor Nick Aldis with his bad arm,
right,
has to stand up to Tama Tonga, who's lost his stuff.
Yeah, Yeah, honestly, this was actually, I think, my favorite part of the night was the Bloodline segment.
It was excellent. It was well done. Yeah. And then we'll just go right into the other piece before we talk a little bit more. Because Nick Aldis drags Paul Heyman out to the parking lot. And apparently, Kevin Owens is driving in or driving out. And Tama Tonga rams his rental car into Kevin Owens, which causes the head trauma, and then drags him down to the arena to beat him up.
Yeah. Makes me wonder, right? Because Aldis basically threatens Paul Heyman here. Are we going to see a split of the Bloodline in the draft next week?
I think Paul Heyman is going to be drafted, and he'll be over there with Jimmy and Jay.
Oh, interesting.
And eventually Roman, and then this is the Rock's crew.
Yeah, possibly.
Well, somebody's the new tribal chief.
Well, the Rock's got to come back, so I mean, but that's not going to be for a while.
And even if he says Solo's the new tribal chief and he anoints him and puts his, you know, blessing on him, I'm on the board, but you're the guy that's here day to day holding it down for the Bloodline, that would be amazing. Okay, not amazing. Santos with Electra Lopez versus Carlito versus Selena Vega. This I will give you. This match was the worst match of the night because Carlito just looks slow tonight.
I am just sick of this in general. This Legado del Fantasma versus LWO crap has been going on for, what, 18 months now? I'm just done with this.
Well, and Santos is saying, we didn't attack Dragon Lee. You can't pin this one on us. And for the first time, this is good heel logic. If we beat him up, we probably would just say we did it.
Yeah, again, I don't care. I've given up carrying on this.
So distraction on the outside, and that leads to Carlito getting kicked. The rope gets kicked into Carlito's crotch, and we get a Phantom Driver for the win because the girls were fighting on the outside too. It was just like, it was a cluster ending. Greg, it was mid as I've ever seen an ending in a match. And you're right, this is doing neither of these teams any favors. They need to be separated in the draft.
I hope and pray to God.
And Carlito, if he's going to be running his own faction, needs some muscle.
Honestly, Carlito's one that if he was Future Endeavored, I don't think we would miss too much.
I think you could leave Carlito and the LWO on SmackDown, move the Legado over to Raw, and give me the guys we were just talking about a second ago, the crew that used to roll with Veer and Sangha, and let them be Carlito's muscle.
Fair.
It adds another threesome to Raw, another single and a tag,
I guess.
I mean, at this point, there's more three-person groups in WWE than there is in AEW, where there are six-man tag titles.
Yeah.
Just a joke there. Just a quick aside. Are you excited for the pay-per-view this weekend?
There's a pay-per-view this weekend?
Dynasty from AEW. That answers that question.
I was going to say, the last Dynasty I saw was on TV in the 80s.
Yeah, so here's a guy who I don't have to get up on Monday, and 5 hours wrestling is appealing to me. I'm not sure I want to fork out, even with the combo price, want to fork out the pay-per-view number. So they're selling it on Fight for $60 for the next three AEW PPVs.
That's really nice.
It's a very good price. But again, the question is it, like, the matches will be good, but I don't know if this, I was talking to Randy earlier this week on the phone, and I was like, I'm a story guy.
Yeah.
Like, you can say WWE has its moments, but like, even the stuff in this show, you had two singles wrestle, winner gets the world title shot. You had four tag teams wrestle, winner get a title shot. Yeah. This was the only match without stakes on this whole show, was this match right here. And the Bloodline losing its crap is a storyline thing. Even it wasn't a match, but it was great.
Yeah.
Now, Greg, we get a promo from your promo you've already alluded to from Cody, and he reminds us two Georgia boys are going to fight for the first time.
In France.
I'm shocked to hear Cody and AJ have never wrestled.
I listened to that as two Georgia boys have never fought against each other in France. Maybe they have. I don't know. I don't care enough to go and look on Cage Match, but maybe I will. Let's see if we can find that out.
Yeah, it's you check on Cage Match, and so besides that promo, we queue up some things for next week, and we get the main event. While you're looking that up, I will ask one quick question: what did you think of the cameras for the main event? Because it struck me that that might have either been out of focus, like HD cameras, or it was a drone in the ring that was filming those interesting angles. It just seemed really well done. Like, it just felt, with those wide camera shots with the big crowd in the background, it just felt like, I felt like I was watching Mean Gene standing and doing an interview with the crowd behind him. It just felt like majestic, shall I say.
Yeah, no, I could see that. I could see that. By the way, absolutely correct. This is the first time.
Wow.
They've ever been, the only other time they've actually been in a match together, according to Cage Match, was January 24th, 2016, a WWE World Heavyweight title match in the Royal Rumble. And that was when Triple H defeated and won the championship.
But they were in the Rumble together?
In the Rumble together.
Wow.
In 2016 with some people like Alberto Del Rio, Braun Strowman, Bray Wyatt, Brock Lesnar, Chris Jericho, Curtis Axel, Dean Ambrose, Dolph Ziggler, Eric Rowan, Goldust, Jack Swagger, Kane, Kevin Owens, Kofi Kingston, Luke Harper, Mark Henry, Neville, R-Truth, Roman Reigns, who was the champion at the time.
R-Truth is reversing aging. Like, he's Benjamin Button.
Tell ya. Rusev, Ryback, Sami Zayn, Sheamus, Stardust, The Big Show, The Miz, Titus O'Neil, and Tyler Breeze.
So I'm going to correct you then. So technically, Cody Rhodes and AJ Styles have not wrestled. They've been in a Royal Rumble together because it was AJ Styles versus Stardust. Greg, that was Greg, like, exacerbated with my stupidity. Okay, Naomi versus Bayley after the cool camera angles. This started off slow with an arm drag. It does pick up. We get a series of roll-ups, although a few of them not great. And then they hit a mid-ring collision, which just looked awful. Bulldog rear view, and we come back from a commercial break. Naomi's still on offense. She's hitting a facebuster. She's got knees. She ends up eating knees from Bayley, which play into the fact that Bayley's got bad knees. And yes, split leg and moonsault was blocked. However, Bayley's limping now.
Yeah.
Which is great attention to detail because she had that issue during WrestleMania. And there's no way 2 weeks later she's healed up. She hits the big elbow from the top ropes. Did I do that?
I don't know why that there's balloons going off in front of you.
That was amazing.
Okay.
I don't know how I did that, but the balloons went off in front of me. That was like, I was like, wow, that's some superpowers. So I just was putting over Bayley and her awesomeness. She tries to hit the rose plant, but Naomi just kicks her right in the head. And Naomi rolls, gets her in the code of silence, which is reversal into a pin. Man, they are having a great match. Naomi and Bayley start exchanging forearms, like a Japanese punch exchange. Greg, what's going on?
That was me trying now. I was trying to set them off again just for fun.
So Naomi hits a scorpion kick near the end of that change where she does the thing where she leans forward and the heel of her boot comes up and kicks Bayley in the face. Looked great. Bayley ends up landing they fight to the outside and Bayley hits a Bayley to belly. And I think what's going to happen is Bayley's going to dive in the ring and we're going to get a count out. And so this will be continued. No, it's Tiffy time. Greg's one interest in wrestling. Tiffany Stratton comes out and she beats up both of them, rolls them back in the ring and hits the prettiest moonsault ever. And is just there posing. The best part is a part that I skipped earlier, which was damage control was up in the box mouthing off before this match, and out comes Naomi comes out, Jade and Bianca Belair, and they kind of face off, and when they cut after this match, Bianca's up there like getting ready to take her hoops out so she can go down and fight. It's like, dude, by the time you get down there, Tiffy's long gone. Like, you guys are nosebleeds up in the boxes.
Yeah, now that was a good end, I gotta say. I was wondering, like, I kind of had this in my mind that it was going to be damage control to interfere, so I was not expecting Tiffany Stratton. I did expect an interfere type finish, so I was kind of right there, but yeah.
I'm happy it was damage control. They need to spill off into that feud about the tag titles. And on the flip side, it's good to have Tiffany rolling around the main event. And this gives us an interesting thing where Bayley's going to be mad because the match was thrown out, so she didn't get a proper title defense. And Naomi got screwed out of the title shot.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure.
So I'm not sure if we're getting a three-way at the next PLE or if we're going to get just a Tiffy revenge tour.
Yeah, so a three-way involving Tiffy or...
Yeah, Tiffy would be in there.
Tiffy in the three-way, okay.
Or do we get someone from Damage Control tossed in for a four-way?
Could go either way. Could go either way.
Yeah, because EO, usually you get a rematch, but for all things considered, we're not getting very many rematches for our PLE coming up in France because Cody and AJ, and we don't know what Bayley's doing. We're definitely not getting a rematch on the other side, because both Becky and Rhea are not wrestling currently.
That's very fair.
And Damian Priest is probably not going to end up wrestling Seth. Well, he's wrestling Jay. He's
Jay Uso. That's the only two matches that are announced right now.
So who knows what we're getting on that PLE. On the other hand, a PLE with five or six really good matches, I'm more down for.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I think it's just going to be a spectacle in France. So I'll wait and I'll hold my opinions till that comes.
Well, Greg, I am going to turn the scissors over to you.
Ooh.
God have mercy upon us.
I was going to say, I've been waiting for this for 2 weeks, Brad. I haven't had a pair of scissors.
And you haven't been running with scissors anywhere?
No.
This is your SmackDown Synopsis. All right.
And we are turning the scissors back over to you, Greg. I don't know why I agreed to let you run with scissors in this fashion as you run over SmackDown with a set of scissors. Oh, yeah. I feel like you're just getting the weed whacker out and going zip.
So zip. So what's really funny is that I was in Costco this week and I was kind of hinting to my wife, who's not listening to this podcast and won't. But last year for Father's Day, my wife and my son got me in a rechargeable battery powered lawnmower, but aww. I couldn't get, they didn't have the when I went back to buy it, they didn't have the weed whacker and leaf blower available. It was all sold out for the season, but when aww. I was there this week, they had the back in stock. So I kind of dropped the hint to my wife to say, hey, listen,
did your wife
in stock now?
Did your wife take the hint and go,
no, she hasn't.
Hey Greg, we need to
She hasn't. But as you say, you know, take the weed whacker to it. It's exactly what we're doing here now, buddy. It's not my new one, but we'll take the old one to it.
Okay, so right. I think I have both the yeah and the boo all lined up. So I am ready for you to, you know,
all right,
just hatch it this night.
Okay.
So what do you, so let's start, Greg, with, well, let's start at the beginning. So let's just go through the rules, because if you happen to be new to this podcast, thank you. Thank you for checking us out. We generally...
We're sorry first.
Why are we sorry? What do we do?
That we subject them to Greg.
Oh, you're just being grumpy. You have your grumpy curmudgeon days.
Yeah.
You're grumpy because, I don't know, it's Friday, and you, legitimately, I was afraid that I was going to start this podcast and you weren't going to show up because you were, like, texting me at, like, 9:30. I'm sleepy.
Yeah. Oh, at that point, I was lit on the bed with the dog trying to stay awake.
Why were you, just a long week?
That and my wife was downstairs and I was in the office all set up. So my office also is our spare room, so we have a bed in here. So I was watching wrestling with the dog. And I just couldn't sit up in my chair anymore, so I went and looked down on the bed with her.
Okay, so what do you think about the first match, AJ Styles versus LA Knight? Yeah. Oh, so
yeah,
just in the middle.
Yeah.
So it did what it was supposed to, but you were a little disappointed by the execution in this match.
That, and it's the same thing. Like, we just saw this match at WrestleMania 2 weeks ago.
Do you think LA Knight gets involved in this in France?
I don't care at this point. I've cooled off so much to LA Knight, I don't care.
Oh my gosh, poor LA Knight. What did he ever do to anybody? Oh, wait. Okay, what did you... Okay, Greg, oh boy. How did you feel about the title exchange that took place on this show? Really?
Yeah, I enjoyed this. This made me smile. I like this.
Okay, what about the Fatal 4-Way number one contender match for the new WWE Tag Team Championships? All right, Greg, you have to give the people a reason why you didn't like this.
It was fine, but I'm sick of these four-way matches. I'm sick of the we need to do a contenders match. We need to do a tournament to figure out who's going to be facing on the contenders.
Dude, it's better than what they're going to get Monday, which is a battle royal.
For the belt? Yeah, I know. I think we need to... But and maybe it's maybe after the draft, maybe I won't feel like this. But it's like I've seen these teams, these exact same four teams, wrestle in this match, what, 2 weeks ago?
They can do a tournament because they literally just did a tournament to see which one's got the WrestleMania.
Yeah, so it's like give me a reason why we're doing this.
Because somebody has to be the number one contender.
Sure, but maybe the last guys who had the belt should have the chance to challenge for it. I don't know.
Except they're not wrestling as a tag team right now.
Well.
Okay, how do you feel about the... We had both a Naomi and Bayley promo to build up the match. Did that build up the...
No. Don't need it.
Wow.
Because okay. you got two faces facing each other. I really...
I get it. It just... And you also got two women who are not... Like, Bailey's a great heel promo. I would argue she's not a great face promo.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, so how do we feel about the Bloodline segment?
Yeah!
That was the hottest part of tonight.
Yep, loved it. Loved it all.
Paul Heyman in fear for what they're going to do. Oh, yeah. I know. Okay, Greg, I'm taking the scissors, stealing them back from you, and I am activating my scissor power for one thing. Carlito versus Santos Escobar.
Yup.
I know you agree.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Damage Control and Jade and Bianca up in the box. How did we feel about, I'll say both pre and post. What do you want to do with that?
Meh.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt anything, but it definitely, although it does remind us that Damage Control has the tag titles and that those exist.
It also reminds us that there's nothing physically separating the two of them besides a rail that was... What, an inch and a half taller than what the wall was there? Like,
air and opportunity.
I was going to say, Jade Cargill could have easily walked over that because she's like 8 foot tall. Like,
it'd have been amazing. And then they just fight in there.
Yeah.
Oh, Naomi versus Bayley as a match, including the ending with Tiffany.
Oh, no. Stratton. I was going to say, first of all, we're going to cut the Cody Rhodes promo because we really don't need it. We'll get it.
I figured you were doing that. I didn't even ask.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Naomi and Bayley. This is Superstars right to the end.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Until we know what comes of it, I feel like this is an incomplete.
Fair.
Like, if this leads to Tiffany in this match, because the three of them together will have an incredible match. Tiffany has the athleticism, but she needs a couple of veterans to guide her through a good match. And you saw that with Becky. Her best match was with Becky in NXT.
Yeah. I think that goes back to, like, you know, putting her in a three-way or something. She needs some veterans guiding her.
And she's learned everything she's going to need to learn in NXT. She just needs reps. And the best way who better to give her reps than Naomi? And, I mean, Naomi had some incredible matches while she was away from WWE.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah, incomplete. If that's what we get, we'll both be very happy. Also, I think our friend Eric will be very happy. Our friend Randy will be happy. Boris will be happy. it's, I think we are of a can agree universally, we are fans of Tiffy Time on this network.
Yes, I would agree. Friend of SNME, Chris Van Vliet, just pulled out a picture and posted on X as we're talking here, Brad, because I keep refreshing in case there's any more releases that comes up. We talked about Cody Rhodes versus AJ Styles at Backlash. Mm-hmm. AJ Styles actually wrestled Dusty for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship, and there's a picture of it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, AJ Styles with short hair. I don't know what year this is from, but yeah, it's Dusty and AJ Styles.
Young AJ.
Yeah.
This must be during the NWA TNA era.
I'm trying to take a look here and see when this was from.
Wow. Okay, so while Greg looks up our history lesson for today, I will do the plugs. So thank you for listening to Sunday Night's Main Event. Thank you for checking out your Smack Daddies. There are tons of great shows, all elite geekly here on the network, which is Boris and Dax breaking down all elite wrestling and Dynamite. The Grants, Matthew and Aaron are covering your Collision and Rampage, because apparently Rampage is getting bounced around like a ping pong ball due to playoff coverages. The Raw Dogs, Randy C and Eric B are back. You have live audio wrestling on here on the network, the original wrestling show here on the network, and you also get the flagship, Sunday Night's Main Event, and Boris with his new co-host, and a ton of other stuff here. Our buddy Steve Swift breaking it down for NXT. Dude, $1 a week gets you basically a show a day. Patreon.com/SNME Radio. Maybe that should be the slogan. $1 a week gets you a show a day. Patreon.com/SNME Radio.
Fair enough. The answer, by the way, is they faced each other one-on-one twice in NWA. NWA 64 in a Bunkhouse Brawl match. That's September 24th, 2003. And then on October 8th, 2003, NWA 66, cool. AJ Styles defeated Cody Rhodes. He was a champion going into that event in a match. That one was 15 minutes and 40 seconds.
Incredible. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so.
So I hope that gets referenced, and not just by Chris Van Vliet on X. I want to see Cody and AJ dig into this over as we build towards Backlash, which is 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yes.
In the middle of the afternoon.
Yes. Yes, it would be.
Because we're a four-hour time difference. So
That may mean that we're doing that show, because apparently we're the ones who do those shows.
We do the matinees.
We do the matinees.
It's like the old guys don't stay up at night. We are old, fat, married men whose wives don't want them to be out of their beds at that hour of the night. However,
and what's really funny is for the last few of these shows that we've done, the middle of the day ones, I've been like out on my back deck, like barbecuing or something with a small TV out there watching the show. And if the weather's nice, probably what I'm going to do.
It's probably what I'm going to do if the weather's nice. And listen, and if he, let's test the outer limits of our new MacBooks. If Boris wants us to make this on the internet, I'm not sure why anybody wants to look at our faces, let alone listen to our voices. But if you want to look at our faces, we will try out our new cameras and see if what you get is like, hey, it's us hanging out.
I was going to say, I got to even look. I don't even know, because, I mean, I'll be in lacrosse season at that point, so I'm not even sure if I'm even going to be here for it.
Well, nothing else on the agenda for the time being. So patreon.com/SNME Radio. Keep the lights on. I don't know. We're just having fun here on a Friday night, and we're loving wrestling, loving life. And just thank you for being our friends and coming out and visiting with us. And till next week. We the ones?